This is a Suno India production, and you're listening to the Suno India Show.
In the early 90s, the HIV epidemic was growing in the country. The infection was particularly high among a section of people. This is Sujatha Rao, former Secretary of Health and Family Welfare, speaking about it.
Sex workers were really one group which had, as a population group, which had the highest incidence of HIV as compared to any other, whether general population or IDUs or men who have sex with men. And they were really a source of worry because HIV was rapidly spreading through the sex workers and through unprotected sexual activity. So it had to be curbed at that level.
Sujatha Rao was also the former head of National AIDS Control Organization, or NACO, that aims to control HIV spread and treat HIV-positive people. At the time, it was believed that HIV among sex workers could be curbed with information and technology. This included raising awareness among sex workers about HIV and how it spreads, that is, information, and providing the sex workers with condoms for their protection, that is, technology.
Now, when they're having sex and they're earning by sex, how can they use a condom? So, you know, without proper instruction and a whole lot of other complementary policies. So it was in all this, it was really Jana who contributed to this dimension. And this in turn had a terrific effect on our ability to reduce the incidence of HIV and our final win in the battle. So to that extent, his impact and his imprint on HIV battle in India was quite significant.
She's talking about Dr. Shaurojit Janna, an epidemiologist who helped the country's administration understand the sex workers community and helped curb the disease in this community. It was his understanding that flipped the HIV control program's disease-centric perspective to a rights-based one. Dr. Janna passed away earlier this month on May 8 due to COVID-19. In the early 90s, at the height of the AIDS epidemic in India, Dr. Janna became the project director of Sexually Transmitted Diseases and HIV Intervention Program in Shonagachi. Shonagachi is the largest red light district in Asia and is located in the capital of West Bengal, Kolkata. Working there, Dr. Janna realized that it was not a question of information and technology, but of power dynamics. The sex workers were simply so oppressed that they did not have the power to insist on condom use. They did not have the power to negotiate with their clients. So to fight the epidemic of HIV, a structural change was needed. Bharati Day, a sex worker at the time, began working with Dr. Janna back then. She describes how it all started.
उस समय डॉक्टर जाना सोचा कि ये लोग का ये वायलेंस रोकने के लिए ये लोग को अपना ऑर्गेनाइजेशन बनाना चाहिए, इकट्ठा होना चाहिए सबको, तो अपना ये वायलेंस रोक पाएंगे। तो उस टाइम में उन्होंने बोला 1995 में दुर्बल महिला समन्वय कमेटी उन्होंने बनाया था सेक्स वर्कर के लिए।
Sujatha Rao says that Dr. Janna's vision to collectivize is what made all the difference.
You know, the condom use among sex workers increased phenomenally. It was essentially the main contributory factor was Jana's collectives. If he had not done that, if he had not done Shonagachi, if he had not known about collectivization of sex workers, if he had not known how to make sex worker communities And then our entire approach of a rights-based approach towards sex workers, giving them the identity and whole concept of co-option into a battle against HIV/AIDS.
Listen to Dr. Janna explain why a structural change was needed in sex work to successfully combat HIV. This is him speaking to the Vrinda Project in 2011 at Durba's Kolkata headquarters.
That you need to create an sort of facilitating or enabling environment through advocacy with police, with policymakers, with legal authorities, with administrations, so that sex workers are not harassed, not basically sort of discriminated against. That's an important issue, so that they can feel comfortable and sort of get the confidence to deal with the issue of HIV in dealing with clients and others. Second, that we felt that to enable and empower sex workers, they need to collectivize themselves, because at individual level, it is very difficult for an individual sex workers to deal with or to fight against all odds surrounding her.
Hi, I am Suryatapa Mukherjee, reporting for this episode of the Suno India Show. Today we are exploring the work of Dr. Saurabhjit Janna, who succumbed to coronavirus earlier this month. Dr. Janna talked about how the sex workers challenged him to learn more. Not only did he develop an understanding about them, but also revolutionized how we understand and treat sex work, not just in India, but across the world. Durbar Mohila Shomonnoy Committee, a collective of sex workers established in 1995, began fighting for the rights of sex workers. Soliciting sex is a criminal offense, and sex workers were often sent away to rehabilitation centers. But Dr. Janna's idea of a collective went beyond the narrative of criminalization and rehabilitation for the first time. Now designated as a best practices program by the World Bank, global sex work movement often takes its cues from Durbar. He also helped create a network of sex workers all over the country. In a 2004 paper, Dr. Janna and others described the Shonagachi project meant to control HIV rates in the community. The paper said that the following set of rights for sex workers must be recognized. Sex workers have the right to speak out. Sex workers and their children deserve an education. Sex workers deserve good health. Sex workers can have freedom of movement. Sex workers deserve fulfillment in a sexual relationship. The project recruited sex workers as peer outreach workers. These workers had good social skills and visited a certain number of sex workers on a weekly basis. These peer educators were given a green or a white coat signifying respectability and that they were there to help. The peer educators would check on the sex workers if they were taking medications, if they were facing other health issues, etc. Because they were sex workers themselves, other workers could confide in them. They could even share other problems, such as violence, lack of education for their children, etc. Sujata Rao says that she first met Dr. Janna in Mysore, where he was advising another collective of sex workers.
My first visit to a sex workers collective was when I went to Mysore and I saw the collective over there of sex workers, where also Janna was the advisor and had completely inspired. And when I saw what really empowerment and having a voice meant in gaining not only respect from the rest of the societies, but their ability to negotiate a more decent space for themselves was just amazing. So I said, if the child of Sonagachi can be so impressive, what about the parent? And that is Sonagachi. How much more impressive must it be? I did go to Sonagachi and I did spend time with the workers there. And it was amazing how they not only had done the collective work, which I saw in Mysore, but they had also set up a bank and they had set up a cooperative system. And they were negotiating with the political powers that may be, you know, with the police on the one hand, with the politicians on the other hand, with society on the third hand. And the kind of way in which they were navigating and negotiating these several relationships to be able to stand on their own feet and carry on the profession without necessarily hurting the overall social, social feelings or societal prejudice or whatever it may, whatever word you might like to use for that. And that was something great. And one very profound statement I heard during that visit was when they said, the difference between us in Sonaghachi and other community networks is that the community networks continue to be within the space that society has carved out for them. And they operate within that four walls that society has defined for them. But where Sonaghachi is concerned, they came out of that boundary line and they asserted their individuality and their freedom of choice. And therefore, they were not really at the charity or mercy of others to give them that freedom. It was on their own strength and their own, belief and their own volition. So there were all sorts of these kind of very powerful ideas which were behind and which was the basis on which Sonaghachi was constructed. And to think that all this came essentially from a person who's basically a public health specialist.
The Sonaghachi project, dedicated to HIV intervention, increased the use of condoms among sex workers from 3% in 1992 to 90% in 1999. It is now regarded as a model community-based HIV intervention by the World Health Organization and for sex work communities around the world. Durbar as an organization is much more than an HIV intervention project. Bharati De, who now heads Durbar, says that back in those days, the violence that sex workers faced came from all quarters and went hand in hand with financial exploitation. Goons and political workers abused them and robbed them of their money. The police financially extorted them with violence. Most sex workers kept their earnings with madams or pimps who would dupe them, and confrontations would lead to violence. With no savings, they would be forced to take loans from local money lenders at interest rates as high as 300%. These money lenders too would abuse them to ensure their payments. No recognition of their rights left sex workers vulnerable to abuse and exploitation by everybody.
अल्लाह का जो गुंडा लोग है, जो स्टेक होल्डर है, जो पुलिस है, पॉलिटिकल, सब कुछ किसी तरह का बैलेंस था. चंदा का जुलूम था, बहुत सारे पैसा का दिक्कत वाला, किसी वाला इंटरेस्ट में पैसा लेता है, उसको भी बहुत जुलूम था. तो बैलेंस रोकने के लिए तो हम लोग को संगठन बनाने के लिए डॉक्टर जाना नहीं बोला था कि आप लोगों को मोहल्ला में जो अत्याचार होता है, जो बैलेंस होता है, उसको रोकने के लिए अपने का तरफ से अपना संगठन बनाना चाहिए. कैसा का जुलूम से तो उस टाइम हर एरिया में हम लोग संगठन बनाया, आ रहा एरिया में जो वायलेंस है उसको रोकने के लिए और सबको इकट्ठा होके प्रतिरोध किया. तो इसे थोड़ा सबको सोचा कि नहीं, ये संगठन में हम लोग को रहना चाहिए क्योंकि ये वायलेंस रोकने के लिए तो इकट्ठा होना ही पड़ेगा, इसीलिए सबको संगठन में आ गया.
यूनियनाइजेशन वॉज द फर्स्ट स्टेप टूवर्ड्स प्रोटेक्शन एंड द सेकेंड स्टेप वॉज फाइनेंशियल इंडिपेंडेंस. दे कुड नॉट ओपन बैंक अकाउंट्स विदाउट आइडेंटिफिकेशन एंड रेसिडेंस प्रूफ, documents that the illegal status of their occupation did not allow them to possess. So in 1995, Sonaghachi sex workers established Usha Multipurpose Cooperative Society. It functions as a bank for sex workers, of sex workers, by sex workers. Bharati De says that Dr. Jana fought with the government to make Usha a reality. Whether sex workers should have a bank was a matter of debate in the West Bengal Assembly.
পশ্চিম বাঙালির উষা কোঅপারেটিভ উষা মাল্টি পারপাস কোঅপারেটিভ সোসাইটি লিমিটেড উনোনে বানায়া কিউকি পেলে সেক্সওয়ার্কার লোক ব্যাঙ্ক অ্যাকাউন্ট খুলে নেই পাতা থা অ্যাকাউন্ট নেই থা পয়সা রাখনে কা জগা নেই থা তো উস টাইম উনোনে বানায়া সমবায় বানায়া সেক্সওয়ার্কার কে লিয়ে এ ভি বহুত চ্যালেঞ্জ কা সাথ মে উসকো করনা পড়া কিউকি সরকার কা তরফ সে বহুত সারে চ্যালেঞ্জ থা ইসকে লিয়ে সেক্সওয়ার্কার কে লিয়ে উষা কোঅপারেটিভ নেই বান সকতা তো ও সরকার কা লড়াই করকে আলটিমেট উনোনে বানায়া 1995 মে और वो उषा का तरफ किसी का कोई आईडी प्रूफ नहीं था. उषा का थ्रू से उन्होंने वोटर का ज्यादा सब कुछ आईडी प्रूफ बनाया तो बहुत सारे उन्होंने किया.
डॉक्टर जना वाज अ मेंबर ऑफ अ सुप्रीम कोर्ट अपॉइंटेड पैनल फॉर सेक्स वर्कर्स राइट्स व्हिच इन इट्स 2016 रिपोर्ट रिकमेंडेड लीगल रिकॉग्निशन फॉर सेक्स वर्कर्स बाय इशूइंग रेशन एंड वोटर आईडी कार्ड्स एंड डीक्रिमिनलाइजिंग सेक्स वर्क अंडर द इमोरल ट्रैफिक प्रिवेंशन एक्ट. He also helped set up a self-regulatory board of sex workers in Shonagachi, which screens the red light area and prevents the entry of minors into the profession. More recently, in 2020, based on a plea by Durbar, the Supreme Court ordered central and state governments to provide free ration to sex workers during the lockdown.
कभी नहीं हम लोग सोच सकते कि ऐसे वो लोग बनाएगा. और हर तरीके का हर जगह में लड़ाई किया, सुप्रीम कोर्ट में भी लड़ाई किया कि सुअर का राइट नहीं मिलेगा, राइट मिलना चाहिए. जैसे कोई एरिया में कोई माइनर और एडल्ट होने से हम लोग देखता है वो माइनर है कि एडल्ट है, वो जो माइनर है उसका हम लोग रोकता है. उसके लिए प्लेटफॉर्म बना दिया सेल्फ रेगुलेटरी बोर्ड, ऐसे बहुत सारा कुछ बनाया. इसमें मेरा तो एकदम हम बोलेगा कि मेरा लाइफ में तो बहुत परिवर्तन आया. डॉक्टर जमा नहीं होते तो ये परिवर्तन हमको नहीं मिलता.
Bharati says that while people mostly focus on his work with sex workers, Dr. Jana empowered many local and indigenous communities to be able to advocate for their own rights, such as Adivasis, domestic workers and Nachnis. Nachni is a rural woman who entertains through dance performances.
जैसे पुरुलिया नाचने के लिए बहुत स्कूलों को बच्चे लोगों को पढ़ने के लिए स्कूल खोल दिया और नाचने के लिए बहुत सारे संगठन भी बनाए. ट्राइबल वर्कर जो है आमला टोल में उसके लिए आदिवासी बच्चे लोगों के लिए स्कूल बनाया और जो डोमेस्टिक वर्कर है उसके राइट के लिए उस पर भी बहुत वायलेंस था तो उसके लिए भी बोले बहुत लड़ाई किया. इसमें सब क्या बोले प्रांतिक जनगोष्ठी जो है उसके लिए बहुत फायदा हुआ. इसका पहले तो कोई ऐसा इसी तरीके से कोई काम नहीं किया.
Going forward, her only aim is to carry on with the work he started. She says that it was perhaps only because of his presence in the movement that national and international bodies listened to what they had to say.
इतना परिवर्तन नहीं आता जो डॉक्टर जाना ने दुर्बल महिला समन्वय समिति बनाया था और वो सत्ता से लड़ाई करता कि हाँ ये भी महिला है, इसको भी अधिकार चाहिए, इसको भी राइट चाहिए, इसको भी काम का अधिकार चाहिए. तो इसके लिए उन्होंने जो लड़ाई किया और सबको लड़ाई में शामिल किया बाहर का इंटरनेशनल नेशनली और नैको डब्ल्यूएचओ वर्ल्ड हेल्थ ऑर्गेनाइजेशन सबसे तो शुरू से ये सपोर्ट आया हम लोग के पास. तो ये सपोर्ट आया ये केवल मात्र डॉक्टर जाना के लिए कि डॉक्टर जाना ये लड़ाई में शामिल है, उन्होंने बनाया वो तो सबको सपोर्ट दिया. अल्टीमेट सेक्टर को तो एक जगह में आया कि आज कम से कम उतना वायलेंस का आपसे तो रिहाई मिला और बहुत सारे रिजल्ट भी मिलता है, बहुत सारे जगह में जाकर बात भी करता है. तो ये तो पहले नहीं था ना एकदम, ये तो आज तो ये आपका साथ बात कर रहा है ये भी नहीं करने का मौका नहीं मिलता था जब जो डॉक्टर जाने नहीं बनाया होता तो.
Sujatha Rao says that in her many interactions with Dr. Jana, she saw that as a person, he was markedly different from others working in public health.
He was a very nice person, extremely as a human being. Forget his work and all that, you know. That was only one aspect. Not that I knew, got to know him personally. He was so humble, so simple and so direct in his communications. And so, yet, I mean, very gentle. I've never heard him talk loudly or yet so firm. There was no way you could push an argument that he was not convinced about with him. He would simply shake his head and say, no, I don't agree. That was enough. He didn't have to shout. And one other thing that distinguishes him from other public health people is his ability to use his arguments to explain in very simple terms very complex ideas. So, you know, when you listen to him, you got convinced about what the whole theory of change was and what the whole theory of and the basis of what he was trying to achieve and do. So that's a very great gift not many people have, because you can talk a lot of English, you can use very big, big words and still not make any sense. He used extremely simple, no jargon at all, very simple words, simple communication, simple way of talking, but very effective and extremely plain speaking and very firm. I thought he was a very wonderful human being, and it's a great loss to our country that, you know, we could not use his skills as a public health expert, you know, in our public health problems that are so immensely facing our country.
At the time of his passing, Dr. Jinnah was also a member of the National Task Force on COVID-19. He was 68 years old. West Bengal Chief Minister Mamata Banerjee expressed her condolences, tweeting, I quote, "Saddened at the passing of Dr. Shorojit Jinnah. He founded the unique cooperative of sex workers who went on to have bank accounts and identity cards, which entitled them to social welfare benefits. Champion of marginalized and stigmatized women. Condolences to his family and admirers." Sujatha Rao says that his work deserved greater national recognition.
It's unfortunate that our country doesn't recognize and didn't recognize people like him and didn't reward him appropriately. I think he deserves a much greater recognition than what he got.
Please rate our podcast and leave a comment if you like it. Underreported and underrepresented stories can become mainstream only if it reaches more people. So please support us by visiting a contributing page on our website, sunoindia.in, or follow us on Facebook, Twitter, or Instagram.